When your boat is sinking low in the water, you can do one of two things. You got to bail and hit the pumps, and that's one thing. But the other thing you do is you start to jettison the things that you are carrying. And such is the case with the Biden Build Back Better plan. The estimated, if you go with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget projection, $5.5 trillion plan that is mostly social spending. And so now comes the hard part for the Biden administration, which is finding a way to skinny that thing down as his agenda is endangered in so many ways. So it could be a very pivotal week ahead for that plan. David Spunt is our Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor that's watching the skinnying process. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So it looks like we've got Joe Manchin, who comes from a coal-producing state, West Virginia. The first thing that he wants pitched over the side is the climate change agenda. What might that look like?
Well, to put it very bluntly, if President Biden loses Senator Manchin, he's in trouble. He needs every member of the Democratic caucus in the Senate to pass this through this process called reconciliation, where Democrats essentially go it alone. It's been reported that Manchin is no fan of some of these climate proposals. As a matter of fact, independent Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, a huge advocate of this social spending bill, says it's, you know, more than 30 years overdue for the people of the United States. Put an op-ed in a Charleston, West Virginia newspaper. Manchin went ahead and said, basically responded in a statement and said, quote, "This isn't the first time an out-of-stater has tried to tell West Virginians what is best for them despite having no relationship to our state. I will not vote for a reckless expansion of government programs," end quote. That's coming from Manchin. So it's clear that Manchin is no fan of some of these climate proposals. He's not made it completely clear yet. We're waiting to get a little bit more guidance from him this week. But without Manchin, the president has some issues when it comes to this Build Back Better agenda, which includes climate.
Yeah. Obviously, Detroit has a dog in that hunt because there are a lot of electric vehicle subsidies and electrical vehicle tax credits that could be in there for Detroit. It sounds like the part that he's most focused on, Manchin that would be, is eliminating these subsidies for power-generating utilities to accelerate their transition from coal to natural gas or renewables. Do we know how broad this jettisoning of the climate change would be? And also, how much trouble does this cause Joe Biden with the progressive wing of his party?
Well, in answer to your first question, the New York Times reported on Friday, Manchin's team has essentially gone silent since this reporting, but expect to hear some from Manchin this week now that things are picking up a little bit after the weekend. But according to the New York Times, it's a $150 billion clean electricity performance program, as you mentioned, that gives subsidies to companies that are transforming their energy into renewable energy and penalizing people do not. Manchin is essentially saying that energy companies are already transitioning to clean energy. We don't need to give them that extra money. They've already been doing this. So we don't need to be rewarding and paying billions of dollars in taxpayer money to something that's already being done. As far as what it means for the president and progressives, there's no question a fraying between progressives and between moderates in his party. Many progressives have thanked President Biden for listening to them since he's come to office, because you have to remember when Biden was running, he was known as a moderate. He's always been known as a moderate. 20 years ago when he was in the Senate, he was a moderate. So progressives were nervous when he came in that maybe he wouldn't be an ally of the progressive cause. But so far he has been, and it's actually moderates that feel like they're not getting, moderates like Joe Manchin that feel that they're not getting the ear of the president as much as the progressive wing.
Given the calendar on Capitol Hill, we've got obviously two big holidays coming up. We've got a debt ceiling that has to be addressed in December. We still have a budget mm-hmm. that has to be hammered out. How much time does he have? What's the deadline on this? How critical are these next few weeks to his agenda?
Well, the deadlines are always, always moving. Originally, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wanted to have all of this done the social spending to build back better, as well as the hard infrastructure. And when I say hard infrastructure, I'm talking about traditional roads and bridges and what you think of when you hear the word infrastructure. She wanted to have that done by the end of September. Clearly, that's not going to happen. There was a date now pushed back to October 31st. That's a little bit in question. And it's interesting because in D.C., things move so quickly. And the, you know, if a president doesn't get something done in that president's first year, in the administration's first year, it's really tough to pick up, because already there's focus on these midterms of 2022. I mean, that's just a year from now, next
right.
November. So that's going to give you a huge indication of where we're looking here for 2024. So 2021 was the big year for President Biden to get this stuff done. And so far, it's not been lucky.
And yet, David, there's almost this political disconnect, or maybe it's a psychological issue where they're saying, well, you know, we've got this supply chain problem that we need to address, and the fix is the infrastructure bill that we've got. And so we've got to get that passed, ignoring the fact that it's bottled up in the House by Democrat progressives. This isn't a thing where the Republicans are blocking them. So you say the fix is with the infrastructure plan. I think there's some that find that a little bit dubious. But the Democrats have no one to blame but themselves on that score.
Well, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said this week, and he did several interviews, and said that this is, as you mentioned, the fix for this is this, you know, Build Back Better plan. But Republicans argue that this Build Back Better plan takes months to enact. And this bottleneck has been going on. I mean, we're seeing this bottleneck off the coast of California right now, log jam, whatever you want to call it. We've seen this going on now in headlines for a week or so, but the origins of this have been going on for months. Secretary Buttigieg himself said, actually he was doing interviews from Michigan over the weekend, that, you know, the Biden administration was aware of this. They put precautions in place, but Republicans are saying, well, what was done, because we are where we are right now. And this is something that's the consequences could last well into 2022. Hopefully they don't, but
well,
they may.
But there's also this failure to acknowledge the fact that we've already dumped somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 trillion into the economy over the past 18 months. You're talking about dumping another $5.5 trillion, arguably over 10 years. But we have inflation now that doesn't look like it's just transitory, and that too is going to be a problem when you inject that much cash into the economy, with the definition of inflation being too many dollars chasing too few goods, David.
Well, the president himself, he was in Connecticut last Friday touting this Build Back Better plan, and he said on camera, I'm reading you a quote right now because I knew you'd ask me about it. He said, quote, "It's clear that it's not going to be $3.5 trillion, meaning that the president is well aware that this is going to be less. I mean, you mentioned that
right.
There are some groups that talk about $5 trillion. That's not going to happen. Apparently, $3.5 trillion is not even going to happen. But that's what the president originally wanted. The final number is still being hashed out.
Perhaps he should put that in a memo and send it to Bernie Sanders, who is still talking like this thing's not going to be downsized. David Spunt, we are going to look forward to your reporting on this from Capitol Hill all week long. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, David Spunt. You're on News Talk 760, WJR.